In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. النهاردة احنا بنحتفل بالجمعة العظيمة. احنا عارفين ان يوم الجمعة العظيمة اليوم اللي الله اشترانا فيه بدمه. And away from the what is happening before us, there is something that's also happening that we should be looking carefully at. We only see Christ humiliated and insulted and crucified, but there is another battle that's happening between Christ and Satan. It is not between those people who crucified him and Jesus, but between Christ who came to us in the flesh in order to restore mankind and in order also to conquer Satan on our behalf. في حرب حصلة في اليوم ده ما بين الله والشيطان. عشان نفهم الحرب دي لازم نرجع بذهننا كده ليوم السقوط بتاع آدم. عشان نفهم ازاي ربنا في اليوم ده يوم الجمعة رجع كل حاجة تاني. ربنا not only restored man to his first state and opened paradise for him, but also ربنا humiliated Satan and he tricked him in the same way, maybe actually more, how Satan tricked man in the day of the fall of Adam and Eve. عشان كده نلاحظ ان اليوم ده في حاجات كتير قوي was restored. Many things were restored in the same day. Let us go and see some of the things that Rabbina made use of it in order to return the setup back again into man's victory. What is happening between the old and new? How Christ made everything new in this day? The first thing we notice is that the battle took place beside a tree. In the day of the fall, Adam and Eve fell because of a tree, and also on this day, victory was given to man through another tree. Adam اتهزم عند الشجرة والنهاردة السيد المسيح آدم الثاني انتصر لينا على الشيطان عند شجرة تانية اللي هي شجرة الصليب. دي أول حاجة، أول مقابلة بنشوفها بين القديم والجديد. زي ما كان في شجرة هي علامة الهزيمة، أصبحت شجرة الصليب هي علامة النصر. The second thing we notice is that restoration of man took place on the same day of his creation. Adam was created on the sixth day to be the crown of the creation. And ربنا restored him also on the sixth day. عشان كده احنا نقول ايه؟ يا من في اليوم السادس وفي الساعة السادسة. اشمعنا اليوم السادس؟ ليه ربنا اختار يتصلب يوم الجمعة اليوم السادس؟ عشان هو خلق انسان في اليوم السادس بحسب التكوين. فالخليقة بتاعته اللي افسدها الشيطان دي ربنا يرجع يصلحها تاني في نفس اليوم، اليوم السادس، زي ما هو عملها، زي ما هو هيعرف ازاي ان هو يصلحها تاني. الحاجة التالتة، Christ today received the reproaches that Satan said to the Father. As we hear in the epistle to the Romans, that the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. What do we mean by this? Satan, after the fall of Adam and Eve, he started to reproach God. This is the crown of your creation. Let me tell you something. Man meditated the sin by his mind, loved it with his heart, walked to it with his feet, stretched his hands, and took the fruit, ate it, and betrayed you. الشيطان زي ما يكون قال لربنا في يوم السقوط بتاع آدم، هو ده الإنسان اللي انت خلقه، طب خليني بقى أقول لك هو عمل إيه. ده هو قعد تلذذ بالخطية في ذهنه وحبها في قلبه ومشيلها برجليه وراح مد ايده وخد الثمره وكلها وخانك. المسيح جه عشان هو يتلقى كل الريبروتشز دي على نفسه. ازاي؟ As if he is saying to the Father, I am representing man today. So if man meditated on the sin of on his mind, I will receive a crown of thorn on my mind, on my head. Adam فكر في الخطية في ذهنه، أنا هاخد العقاب بتاعها a crown of thorn on my head. آدم أحب الخطية في قلبه، ف I will receive the piercing on my side. آدم walked to it and then my feet will be nailed. آدم stretched his hand or Eve stretched hand and ate, I will receive the nails on my hand as well. آدم tasted the sin and loved it, I will taste vinegar today paying for him. And Adam betrayed God, and betrayal is always on the back. Then on my back, I will receive scourges because of what Adam did. المسيح النهاردة تلقى كل تعيرات الشيطان على نفسه. آدم عمل كده، طب أنا هدفع الثمن. أنا هدفع الثمن في ان انا اتلقى تاج من الشوك على رأسي واتلقى الحربة في جنبي تسقب في قلبي زي ما آدم أحب الخطية في قلبه. إيدي ورجلي هيبقوا هما اللي بيدفعوا تمن مشي آدم للخطية وإيده اللي تمدت على الشجرة. زي ما آدم تلذذ بالخطية على لسانه أنا هاخد أذوق الخل، وزي ما هو آدم خان ربنا أنا هدفع التمن. الخيانة دايما على الظهر، بنسيب لك ده طعنه في ظهره، فأنا I will pay for it بالجلدات اللي تلقيتها على ظهري. المسيح النهاردة received the reproaches that Satan tried to bring against God. الحاجة الرابعة، آدم when he swallowed the forbidden fruit he swallowed death with it. بلع الموت في ذاته، أصبح الحاجة اللي كلها دي دخلت في طبيعته. And this is what happens actually. إحنا لما بناكل حاجة when we eat anything this is going to be like يعني metabolized by our كده يعني systems and become part of us. واحد بيأكل حاجة الحاجة دي becomes part of us. What Adam ate was death. That's why it became part of his nature. But today we hear St. Paul says to the Corinthians death is swallowed up in victory. النهاردة العكس هو اللي حصل بقى. الشيطان كان رايح ياخد نفس المسيح، معتبره إنسان زي بقية الناس، فهياخده يبتلعه لنفسه عشان يروح بيه الجحيم. اللي حصل هو العكس، إن الحياة ابتلعت الموت. And this is exactly what happened. Today, death was swallowed in victory. And that's why Christ through his body gave us life again. When we eat him, him becomes life to us. We live by him. That's why the sacrament of communion is given to us at all times. Whenever we fall, we know how we go back and receive life to our nature by partaking of him. Also, the abuse the freedom. الإنسان أخذ حرية وأساء استعمالها لأنه ما سمعش كلام ربنا. الحرية بتاعته أزف العطية دي هو يعني خلاص يعني أنا هستعملها في الشر. And Christ today is giving a lesson in how he, the free, and the one who makes everyone free, is accepting to be nailed. He cannot even move, as if like he is giving himself to absolute obedience, not even being able to move, in order to show by his obedience this submission that by which we can be free. الإنسان اللي في السجن يقدر يتحرك في السجن شوية في الزنزانة. حتى even when they chain the leg of a prisoner, he still can move around. الوحيد اللي ما يقدرش يتحرك خالص هو الإنسان المصلوب، لأنه هو already إيديه ورجليه مصلوبين مش قادر يتحرك. حتى even to take a breath is very difficult for him. He has to lift up all of his weight in order to be able to breathe. النهاردة المسيح بيقول لآدم أنت خدت حريتك وأنت ضيعتها، أنا النهاردة بقدم نفسي عنك in full submission and obedience. As we hear St. Paul to the Philippians say, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. عشان كده كل اللي هم للمسيح صلبوا الجسد مع الأهواء والشهوات. All those who are for Christ, they do like him. They accept to be nailed like this. They nail their desires and whatever is in them that's not according to God's will in order for them to be truly free, like how Christ taught us. النهاردة الفردوس المفقود, the closed garden is opened when Christ said to the right thief, assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. النهاردة الفردوس أو الجنة اللي اتقفلت اتفتح مكان تاني اللي هو الفردوس, وأول واحد يدخل فيه لص, عشان ربنا يقول لنا كده ما تخافوش, مش هيبقى حالكم أحسن أوحش منه. حتى even if you are like him, you still have hope in me that I will receive you in my paradise. النهاردة كمان الحاجز اللي كان بين الإنسان وبين الله اتقطع. This veil between us and God was represented by the veil in the tabernacle of meeting between the Holy of Holies and the Holy. And we hear today that this veil was torn from up down. Why from up down? Because actually the one who tore it was God himself. الحجاب ده ما تشقش من النص أو من تحت, لا ده تشق من فوق. يعني the priest was watching and suddenly this veil is torn from above. It's not a hand of man. It is God himself who tore the veil. Then we hear this. Behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. This is something that's giving us a hint that God is the one who tore it because he restored us to himself. في يوم السقوط فقدنا الطريق لربنا. Not only will there is a barrier, but also we do not know how to go back. There is a big gap between us and God. We are different than him. At the beginning was like him, but after the fall, how can we get back? We hear this, St. Paul says to the Hebrews, therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, الطريق الجديد يسميه الطريق الجديد الحي, living and a new way, which he consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh. أصبح الجسد بتاع المسيح هو الطريق اللي بيوصلنا لله الآب. عشان كده المسيح لما يقول لا أحد يأتي للآب إلا بي, هو مش بيبالغ, مش بيقول جملة كده مجرد يعني, لا ده حقيقي. No one can go to the Father except by him, because he is the way. Anyone who thinks in himself that he can go to the Father, can go to God on only the merits of his virtues, is deceived. No one can make it except through the way that's consecrated to us, the new and living way that is the flesh of the Lord. حاجة كمان, حتى الحية, even the serpent that was a symbol of death, actually we hear the Lord cursed the serpent in the day of the fall of Adam and Eve. The Lord said, because you have done this, you are cursed more than the cattle. وبعد كده نشوف ان ربنا بيستعمل الحية لموسى علشان تبقى سبب شفاء لشعب بني إسرائيل. فيقول له كده, Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole, and so it was, if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. المسيح حتى الحية خد صورتها عشان خاطر يبقى كل حاجة اتعدلت. حتى الحية اللي كانت رمز للموت وسبب للموت, المسيح خد الفورم بتاعها لما قبل ان هو يترفع على الصليب زي صورة الحية النحاسية كده. Actually, he is the one who said this about himself, speaking to Nicodemus in John chapter 3. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. ليه خد صورة الحية؟ الحية ملعونة من الله. والكتاب يقول كده, ملعون كل من علق على خشبة. حتى هو أصبح خد صورة اللعنة علشان خاطر إحنا يبقى لنا شفاء من خلاله. He is restoring everything. He is not leaving anything in the picture before he makes it even a symbol of life and bring something good out of it. إيه كمان؟ آدم عشان خاطر حواء تيجي منه, he has to sleep, and then God has to take a rib from him in order to create for him his partner, the one who is going to live with him. And this is what we heard in Genesis chapter 2. And the Lord the God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed it up in the flesh in its place. And actually, this is exactly what happened. But there is a new bride coming from the side of Christ. When he was pierced, came from his side water and blood. And actually, this is the foundation of the church. So as if Christ, being second Adam, he has to sleep on the cross. He dies, and then from his side come the bride. And who is the bride now? The church, all of us. We become his bride. And that's why St. Paul said to the Ephesians, for we are members of his body, and of his flesh, and of his bones. Who said this before? Adam said this before about Eve. And now it's applied on us. المسيح هو آدم الثاني. آدم عشان خاطر تيجي منه حواء لازم ينام ويخرج منه ضلع تبقى هي دي زوجته. المسيح لازم ينام على الصليب نوم الموت علشان خاطر من جنبه يخرج دم وماء اللي هم يعملوا الكنيسة بعد كده. فيبقى إحنا زي ما قلنا معلمنا بولس الرسول, لأن إحنا أعضاء في جسده من لحمه ومن عظامه. Even for death, death that came to man on the day of his fall became a reason for us to rejoice. We celebrate the departure of the beloved ones around us. All of the books, the synaxarium that we have, we say today the church celebrates the commemoration of so and so. It's not his birthday, it is the day of his birth. Now death became, because of the day of the crucifixion, again, as St. Paul said to the Philippians, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Another thing that was restored is the idea about the crying blood. الدم الصارخ. أول واحد سمعنا إن دمه بيصرخ كان هابيل. هابيل was killed ودمه كان بيصرخ لله عشان خاطر الله ينتقم من يد قاتله. وربنا كده يقول إن هو إن كل دم زكي هيدفع ثمنه من هذا الجيل من دم هابيل إلى دم زكريا ابن براخية اللي هو اتقتل برضه بين المذبح والهيكل. Those people actually their blood is crying for revenge. And this is something we understand it. This is how the setup in the Old Testament was. But now we know something new. The blood of Christ is crying, but not for revenge. It's for forgiveness. That's why St. Paul said to the Hebrews, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. دم يصرخ أفضل من هابيل. دم المسيح ما صرخش انتقام للناس. دم المسيح كان يصرخ مغفرة ليهم. عشان كده كان على الصليب المسيح بيطلب مغفرة. وابتدى من بعد كده نسمع استفانوس وهو بيستشهد يطلب مغفرة برضه. فأصبحنا إحنا المفروض كل اللي للمسيح حتى لما هم يتأذوا الدم بتاعهم ما يصرخش نقمة، ما يصرخش طلب انتقام. صحيح نطلب عدالة الله، ولكن الإنسان المسيحي يتعلم يطلب مغفرة حتى للي بيرجموه أو بيصلبوه. The last thing that we'll speak about today, what was restored, is the mother of grace. في يوم السقوط ربنا لعن الأرض، والأرض دي هي مين؟ الأرض دي هي الأم اللي جابت آدم، مش كده؟ لأنه هو من التراب أصبح آدم، خده ربنا وعمل منه نفس حي. النهاردة في يوم الصلب الوضع بيتغير والإنسان ما بقتش أمه الأرض. الإنسان ممثل في يوحنا أصبحت أمه هي العذراء اللي هي أم المسيح نفسه. لما قال لها كده، لما قال ليوحنا he said to the disciple beloved your mother. So النهاردة آدم اللي هي كانت أمه تلقت اللعنة اللي هي الأرض اللي جي منها. الوضع ده اتعكس وبقى الإنسان أمه النهاردة ممثل في يوحنا أمه هي العذراء اللي هي أتى منها المسيح اللي هو أصبح بكر الخليقة كلها. So today we celebrate a day of renewal and restoration. Everything is happening new. Something is happening to humanity that's new. This is whom God is. ربنا هو الوحيد اللي يقدر يعمل حاجات جديدة طول الوقت. مهما الإنسان ابتكر حاجة ومهما اخترع شيء، الحاجة دي هو مجرد إن هو يعني is recycling حاجات يعني موجود أو أجتها قبل كده. الله هو الوحيد اللي يقدر يعمل حاجة فعلا out of nothing. That's why we have hope. This day is a day of hope, of renewal. We receive renewal also in baptism. And we receive it every time we repent. الله اللي يقدر إن هو حتى يجعل من الحية رمز للحياة. يقدر يجعل مننا إحنا حاجة كويسة. التوبة بتخلينا دايما نتجدد. مين يصدق ان واحد زي موسى الاسود ده يبقى قديس في الكنيسه؟ Who believes this? God who is able to do this to him can do it with every one of us. النهارده كمان we have hope that God can renew our spiritual youth. الله يقدر يجدد شبابنا الروحي. انسان بعد شويه كده من عشرته مع ربنا يبتدي يقدم ويتقل ويبتدي سلاك ويبتدي يتكلم على كل الحاجات الحلوه في الماضي. All of the good things happened in the past. فين أيام زمان لما كنا بنروح، لما كنا بنزور، لما كنا بنتعب، لما كنا بنخدم. And we speak as if like we are already 100 years old in a relationship with God. But this is something that calls upon our minds that maybe we are spiritually getting old. The only one who can renew this spiritual youth is God, who promised this in the book of Isaiah. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. If you feel tired or exhausted, maybe this is a time to call upon him. He is the one who can renew your spiritual youth. God also is the only one who uses symbols of evil to the good of his children. ربنا عنده قدرة غريبة ان ياخد حتى أسباب الشر ويجعل منها أسباب للخير. عشان كده جماعة حتى لو شفنا موقف صعب ومتأزم والدنيا ملخبطة، برضو ربنا يقدر يستعمل الحاجات اللي هي الشريرة ويحولها إلى خير. God actually used in the Old Testament the ravens in order to feed Elijah. الغراب معروف إن هو مش بيوكل حتى أولاده، أول ما بيبيض بيخرج بيسيبهم ويطير. ربنا is using the ravens to feed Elijah. He is using Pharaoh's daughter. Pharaoh is a symbol of Satan. He is using her to raise Moses, the one who is going to deliver the Israelites from the hand of Pharaoh. He is using even the hatred in the heart of Joseph's brothers in order to exalt him and get him to be the second man in Egypt. Rabbana, he is the only one who can use this. Trust him. Even if things are not going right, if everything is going against you, Rabbana still can use what is evil to make it good for you. And the last thing that we also have hope in, that God is the only one who can renew the values of precious elements of our lives. بعد شوي احنا بنعتاد كل حاجة، فالحاجات الغالية بتبتدي ترخص. Like the family. People are so much excited about their families at the beginning of the marriage. After some time of living together and everything getting familiar, people start to lose interest and feel like, okay, this was the big deal about this. God is the only one who can renew this value of the family, relationships, our passions, and also our church. How we feel now when we come and take communion or come to the church. Maybe when we came to the church the first time many years ago, we felt excited. But how we feel now? God, who is able to renew humanity and to restore everything back as he did in this day, He is also able to renew how we feel and how we value these precious elements of our lives. May the Lord who gave us salvation today give us also this spiritual youth and renewal, and to Him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.